Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr., also known as Rev Tony. We are recording via mobile studio. Someone is out and about yet again. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Sweet. That's awesome. We got a very busy schedule this time. I'll let you skip all my agenda stuff this time. And I know you called me early and said we had a really interesting topic, so I'm really excited to hear about it. Like, I really want to hear this topic, so we will cut to the chase and just get to the topic. I really want to hear it. So you like the topic.
It fits in my talents, I guess.
It fits in your talents?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the topic?
The topic is how to develop a relationship with your team.
Oh, okay. That does fit in your topic. So tell you what we'll do. I know you have your agenda, and I always have my agenda once you give me the topic. So let's let you talk first. Let's not the agenda part. Like, put you on the spot. Okay, guys, so if you're new to this podcast, right, we skipped a whole bunch of stuff that what we normally say. So, you know, go out and go rate the podcast and things like that. And shit at the end, you know, this podcast is very popular. We appreciate it. The thousands of you who subscribe and listen, please leave us comments. Tempest is my assistant.
Executive assistant.
I was going to give you all your props. She's my executive assistant. She's my executive assistant. The truth is, she is the COO of all my companies across the board, but she won't let me change her title. She loves to assisting. So if I don't let her assist me, she gets an attitude and she threatens to quit. No, she doesn't do any of that.
Oh my
but she
God.
Just loves She loves to do that. She started from the very, very bottom of this organization and rose to the top very fast. So what she has, I have big plans. I have even bigger plans for what she's doing right now. And I'm helping her to become more autonomous and more of a business mogul. And so she's awesome. I said all that to say,
wow,
because I never know what the topic is, or I rarely know what the topic is. Right? Every now and then she'll tell me, but 98% of the time I don't know what we're going to talk about, because I like it that way, because I like to come from my knowledge, not with prepared knowledge. I like to come with the real deal, gut instincts of the knowledge, which makes for a better podcast to me. So Tempest had no idea that I was going to tell her to start talking. That's why she so now that you're caught up, this is not what we normally do. And yeah, and she doesn't even speak in front of people. No. Tempest is a very quiet person. If one on one, she's good. Two on one, she'll shut down and be quiet. And so I begged her. Tempest, I have a great idea. Let's start a podcast.
No.
And this is the honest to God truth. She actually cried when I asked her, because the thought of public speaking, right? So if you go back and listen, she just right? And she's just very nervous, but she's come out of shell. She's super intelligent, and I'm just very glad to have her with me. So we gelled together in this podcast. So I want to hear why you think this is a good topic, because it is a good topic. But I want to hear why, because the people need to hear why. I kind of have a reason, I mean, idea why, but even you're going to shock me with your answer. So why, restate what the topic is, and then you go from the heart. Like, why is this a good topic, and why do you want me to talk about it? Those two things. Why is it a good topic to you, and then why do you want me to talk about it? Go ahead.
So the topic is how to develop a relationship with your team. I think, or I feel, it's a good topic because who wants to work? Who wants to work in an environment where you don't really know that person, or you know, you don't really. Okay, so in my opinion, if I don't know you, then I can't trust you. And if I can't trust you, then I don't really want you working with me or working around me or anything like that. So I think as, not me as a leader, but a leader should want to build a relationship with his or her team so they can get more out of their team. If, you know, you're more productive, if you think someone cares about you more than, you know, your job.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Sure. Keep going. Keep going. You're not
what
done.
Was your second question? What was your second question?
Well, I want you to
why
answer
is it important
more the first
to me
question.
And,
yeah. Why is it important to you? Then why is it then why do you want me to answer it? But I want you to dig deeper into that first one. So why else is it important for you to create a relationship on the job? For the jobs to employees to have relationships.
Just employees feel like they matter, like they're important to the whole picture, not just, you know, I don't know, to make people feel like they matter. That's why.
Okay, nice. That's a perfect answer. That's a perfect answer. Before you get to the second part, let me explain to these guys. So there's a reason why Tempest, besides the fact that she's a super duper hard worker and she worked her way up to the top, she really did. There's a reason why I've also snatched her up real quick and put her closer to me, because where I lack, she's strong in. Notice that every single thing she said was about building relationships on the job, right, and how people shouldn't have to feel left out. And if I can't, you know, work with you, I mean, if I can't trust you, I don't even want to work with you, right? And it was all about the people, right? Nothing about what she said was selfish. It was all about the people. And the truth of the matter is, right, I lack that. Now, I've gotten much, much better over the years as knowing this. But, you know, I'm one of the guys in the back, and some of you were listening right now going, I don't want to have a relationship with these people. I mean, I'm just here to I'm trying to get my job done, right? No. Because there are more than one type of people in the world, right? And in some jobs, you can't have relationships. In some jobs, it's better not to have a relationship with the people, because the relationships will show weakness, right? So if you were a prison guard, you probably don't want to have relationships with the inmates. And if you do have a relationship with your coworkers, the other guards, you don't want to show it in front of the inmates, right? So there are some instances where you don't want to do that. But we'll get to that in a second, right? That'll be my job. But I just want you guys to notice that everything she's saying, people in your organization feel the exact same way. And let me tell you, the people who are going to make the major difference in your organization, the people who are going to make people love to work for your job and not to switch jobs, the ones who they're going to love to work for your job for years to come, it's going to go because they're going to meet someone like Tempest at your job. And that's why you need to listen to these voices, because it's the people like Tempest that will create relationships with the folks at your job, that they will enjoy coming to work because they have a real friend at work. So don't sleep on this topic, and definitely don't sleep on what Tempest is saying. All right, so you answer that question. Now answer why do you want me to answer it.
I want you to answer it because you're, I don't know if you know this, but you're great at building relationships with your team. Like, we have a culture where, like, everybody belongs and no one feels left out. And if someone does feel left out, you do whatever it is you have to do to make sure that they never feel that way again. So just in my personal opinion, I think you're, like, the best at that. Because I mean, I worked on jobs and I've gotten close with, you know, people I worked with, but now it's more, I guess the word I'm looking for is more, not relevant, but you know what I'm saying? It's more meaningful now because it's genuine. Not saying that it wasn't genuine in previous jobs, but it's genuine all around, not just, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, oh, no, I totally get you. I totally get you. And I thank you for that wonderful compliment as well. I definitely appreciate that. I just gave her, guys, $10,000 to say that about me. So you guys can, just joking. However, okay, so there are three reasons why I do that tip. I don't know if you know why, but I'll explain to you guys. And I'll explain to you, Tempest, and of course you guys are over here as a third party, and you will hear why I treat people in that manner and build these relationships. Three reasons. For one, I'm just absolutely convinced. No one can convince me differently. I don't care if you think it's wrong because I think it's right, and it's a driving force in me. It's in my very DNA. I'm very convinced, absolutely, unequivocally, just convinced that if I fulfill the dreams of the people in my organization, they will in turn fulfill the dreams in this organization, even if I have to build around them to do so. When the people who work for you grow, then your relationship, I mean, your organization will also grow. So if you have millionaires that work for you now, right, then your organization becomes a million-dollar organization, right? Because you can't pay out a millionaire. And then you can't pay out $1 million if you don't have more than $1 million, right? You're not going to make, like, $2 million. And then give an employee 50% of the company's income. That's crazy, right? You're going to be making much more than that. So I'm absolutely convinced. So, and as your people get smarter and go to school, right? I work around school schedules. And even work.
Yes, you do.
People, yeah. Some of the people in this organization even have little side jobs and stuff, right? And I work around their work schedules too because the job they're at won't do it, but I'll do it. So when they decide I'm too tired, I'm going to leave, they're not leaving me, they're leaving the other job. And then also, and this is still in the fulfilling of the dreams, and if they do leave, I help them leave with good gracious, because the next time I see them in the elevator, right, I'm going to have access to everyone they know. And that access, people are your greatest resource. So when I have access to it may not be them. They may be an introducer who introduces me to the producer that I've been looking for. But you won't meet that treating people wrong. And you don't always meet that when the first 50 days you meet someone. Sometimes it takes 5 years. But if it takes 5 years to meet the one person that's going to add $1 million to your bottom line, isn't it all worth it, right? So you definitely want to fulfill the dreams of everybody in your organization. The second reason I do that, I have an absolute zero tolerance for division in my organization. I just have a zero tolerance for it. I have a zero tolerance for it. If you're going to, and division is not even the word I'm looking for. I have a zero tolerance for negative energy is what I want to say. I have a zero tolerance for negative energy, guys. I have a zero tolerance. Do I sound serious, Tempest?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I want that to come off as serious as possible. I have a zero tolerance.
Zero.
Zero tolerance. I'm a very positive person, and
yes.
I just don't like if like she hates it, right? Just, they all hate it. They're like, oh my god, I just want to say something bad. And I'm like, nope, you can't do it. Like, you're right. Now, that doesn't mean I don't like bad news coming my way. I do want, you know, both sides of the information, you know, both flips of the coin. I do want the good and the bad. However, we're going to deal with the bad in a very positive manner, if that makes sense. There's a reason why that I like positive vibes only. If you follow me on social network, you will see me posted all the time, hashtag positive vibes only. Like, I really just need to, like, trademark that and just positive vibes only. And so here's the deal, because I believe in the law of attraction. Now, if you're not familiar with the law of attraction, you have clearly attracted this conversation right now then. The reason you're listening to this podcast is because you are, right, attracting this conversation. There's a wonderful DVD out there called The Secret. You can go get that. It will definitely help you out with that. It gives you a good, I would call a survey on the law of attraction survey, meaning that it gets the good big picture and it doesn't get as wonderfully deep. It gets pretty deep, but it doesn't get, you know, like super duper quantum physics level deep. And that's okay, right? Because you get what you get, and it's amazing, right? I believe in the law of attraction. Law of attraction basically states this here: whatever you think about, you become, right? So however you feel is what you get. So in life, you don't get what you want; you get who you are. In life, you don't get what you want; you get who you are. So if you are a very negative person, that's why. You have a bunch of very negative things and circumstances inside of your life. Now, if you're religious, well, I'm not saying I'm taking God out of the equation. You can just go ahead and stop that. I still believe in law of attraction and still believe in God and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? So it's no different than me believing in the law of gravity and I believe in God. So you can just get off that high horse and we can go back to the talk. Thirdly, the reason I do that, Tempest, because I also have a zero tolerance for clicks. In my organization, Tempest was with me. How long? Oh no, you missed it because you were running the media, right, Tempest? You missed that meeting. You missed that meeting because you were running the media for me because we were in between.
Right.
Yeah. So we were in between what we do, and so basically, I told I have a zero tolerance for click. Do not click up in my organization. Now you can fellowship and you can be friends, but you will not click. Up. Now, by that, I mean get together and start gossiping, right? Get together and start excluding others. No, 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 no. The slogan for our thing is everyone belongs. Good, bad, sad, happy, everyone belongs. Ex-con, right? My organization, we make it hard to hire, but we don't make it hard to hire because you have felony. We make it hard to hire because you're not the right person for this organization, right? Your energy doesn't fit ours. Therefore, we make it hard to hire. And I'm even trying to make it even harder, right? So if Harvard has a 7% acceptance rate, I'm trying to have a 7% acceptance rate, right?
Glad I got in early.
Oh, yeah, because I'm no longer looking for bodies. I'm looking for people to take us to the next level because I'm as any great leader, I'm very – and this now we can get into – the question is, any great leader, I like a relationship-building organization because I'm very concerned about what happens when I die, right? When I die, if everything goes under, then I didn't lead at all, right? And so I create the relationships, and then all that synergy creates momentum. And it doesn't matter if I die or not, the momentum keeps going, right? So when it's time for me to retire, I know that the company will continue to go and change the world, right? So that's why I do these things. So thank you, Timbers, for the compliment. So just to recap, that was I fulfilled the dreams of everybody in my organization. At least I try. I try my darndest. I have a zero tolerance for negativity, a zero tolerance for negativity.
Zero.
Zero. Zero. Positive vibes only. And I do not allow people to click up in my organization. And so for that reason, we have a very relational organization, right? Professional to relational, right? Not just professional relationships, but we're not so relational that we're not actually doing work. And I'm not so relational with Tempest that I won't chop Tempest's head off if she's doing the wrong thing. Please know. Right, right, right. If Tempest is not doing the right thing, Tempest has a new
year.
All right, that she does not like, right? But since I treat people with respect, it, I can always call you to the carpet because I have not disrespected you, right? So therefore, in return, I expect the same respect back towards me. Now, do I always get that? No. That's why I have a lot of grace for a lot of people. My core value at the strongest of me is to treat people better than they will ever treat me, right? That's my core value. That may not be yours, but that's my core value. I will always treat people better than they treat me because I'm absolutely convinced that if you fill the dreams of everybody else, you'll never have to worry about your dreams. Absolutely convinced of that. Go ahead, Tippis. I'm sure you had some questions you wanted to ask. Because we haven't even got to the question, right? But we this was awesome because we actually got to your question and the question back to me, and then I broke it down. That this is awesome. This is already helping out greater than what I've ever could have expected for this topic.
So the past couple of weeks, we've had this reoccurring theme of people as a BS meter. So how do you genuinely build a relationship with, so you're the boss, so how do you genuinely build a relationship with people under you?
Yeah, make
it seem like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Okay. Go ahead, you can finish.
No, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I got you. Well, you see, you kill your incorrect motives, right? Like, guys, if your motives are incorrect, you're really not going to get anywhere in life. Like, you'll get far. Now, this isn't religious. I'm not trying to make it that way, although I am what I am. But if your motives are incorrect, people get what they deserve, whether that's good, whether that's bad. It may not always come right back around real quick. Right, but if you're making fast money, you're gonna lose it very fast. Right, if you're doing something illegal, you're going to get caught. If you're doing something illegal, you're gonna have a lifestyle doing something illegal. You're never gonna enjoy it. Right, everybody gets what they deserve sooner or later. If you're always gossiping about people, right, then expect for multiple people to gossip about you. So how do you build relationships? Kill your motives. Why do you always have to have a motive and an agenda to get to know people? When you get to know people, you can lead them better, right? Now, of course, then that may be your motive. I want to lead you better, and that's a positive motive. If you're going to have a motive, let it be a positive motive, right? That goes back to positive vibes only. But if your motive is negative, drop it, stop it. Just don't do it. Don't go up to this person because they're gonna see you for who you are. And it's going to be very ineffective. And you know it because someone's tried to do that to you. You've had an enemy or a fake friend try to do the same thing to you, and you saw right through it as soon as they were walking up. Right? So be not deceived. People know when you're going to be genuine. So the answer to that question, Tempest, is kill your incorrect motives. Like, they have no place in business. They just don't. Right? If you're going to be a shrewd businessman, then be a shrewd businessman openly, right, or a businesswoman, right, openly. And you can even do that in a positive manner, right? Be shrewd because you want your organization to save the world, or be shrewd because you want to give out Christmas bonuses at the end of the year, right? You can even spend that in a positive manner. But just to be negative, no one wants to be around that guy or girl. And believe me, their lives are very unhappy right now, right? If your only friend is a bottle of Jack Daniels, then you need to reevaluate how you're doing some things. What's your next question?
How do you get team members to build relationships with other team members?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No. I wasn't actively listening. I was ready to go. That's not actively listening. You go.
Well, that's my question, but I was going to say, if you guys have been listening, it takes me a very long time to warm up to people because I'm always watching. I'm always observing. So I'm not the person to jump in and be a team player immediately because I don't know how I feel about you yet. So this is something that I struggle with even today because, you know, I like to keep people at a distance. I need to know what's your agenda, what's your motive, right? So how do you get your team members to, you know, be a team player, I guess?
Absolutely, sure. And guys, it's a very simple answer. Your team members are going to duplicate your behavior, right? That's always going to be the case. The organization, the support staff, the subordinate staff will always mirror the behavior of the person in charge, right? So if the person in charge is never there, right, then expect for your staff to act the same way, right? If the person in charge is very kind, expect for you to attract nothing but very kind people. If the person in charge is very shrewd, well, expect for your company to be a very shrewd company with very shrewd employees, because nice people won't work there because they can't handle it, right? They can't handle the environment, the car salesman environment going on to where it's dog eat dog. They can't handle it, so you don't get those kind of people. You only get the aggressive go-getters. Here's the deal. That's great to have aggressive go-getters, but guess what? There are also aggressive go-getters that are positive, right? I'm a very aggressive go-getter, but now I go get by pushing people over the wall before I get over the wall myself. And if the person wants to lean back and push and put me up over the wall because I pushed them over the wall, that makes for a great organization. But if not, I can get myself over the wall because I wouldn't be running an organization if I could not have, right? So you need to be able to know very simply how you get your team members to be nice or to be whatever it is that your agenda is. They're going to act like you. So if you do not like what's happening in your organization, stop blaming everyone else, because you're only reaping the harvest that you sowed yourself. They see you do it, and so they're duplicating your behavior. And you're only attracting the people that your hiring process has you doing. And you're hiring people, only hire people like their boss. Be very careful of how you act in front of your employees, because they're going to act in front of your customers in the same manner. Hopefully that answers, well, I know that answers that question for sure. Sure. Did you have another one?
This is my last question. So,
okay.
Say we build a relationship and then it went south real quick or went south over time. How do you repair that? How do you repair that relationship?
Who is the you in this question?
Let's do a boss and an employee.
All right. Okay. So we got first person singular and then, well, we got both second person singular in this case. Okay. So here we go. So the you as the boss goes, well, for one, guys, if I got to keep squashing out fires at a lower level and I'm firing somebody, right, because I should have people down there squashing things, right? So my leaders know this here, that when I see something happening, and it does, right, believe me, it does, I kill it immediately, right? There's no negative vibes. So when I see a negative vibe, I'm killing it immediately. Now, that doesn't mean embarrassing people, at least not all the time, right? I squash something immediately. I have a meeting with everyone. I go, hey guys, let's make sure we're doing this. I won't say any names. Or sometimes the situation we call having a one-on-one meeting. Hey Priscilla, and I don't have anyone worse than me than Priscilla, so I'm using this name. Hey Priscilla, I've noticed that I was walking by and I noticed that you cut a look at somebody, you know, at Johnny early, and it really wasn't a positive look at all. It was actually very negative. As a matter of fact, if your look could kill, Johnny would be in the ER right now. And I just wanted to, you know, get your opinion on what happened and what was going on. And shit spiller gets, oh, no, we'll see what went in. Right. And so my main thing is going to say, well, listen, I understand that you have an issue, so I'm going to ask you to squash the issue, right? And, of course, I'll talk to Johnny as well and let him know. However, what you think no one saw, I saw, and believe me, in this world, someone's always watching. people are always intuitive enough or empathetic enough to feel or to look when something's wrong. So let's not do that in front of our customers. And right then and there, at the lowest level possible, this is the moment it happened, I squashed it. Now as an employee, right, and that's me as the boss. Now as an employee, you can do the same thing, but every issue doesn't have to be about you personally. Right? I need you to get something. Everyone's not attacking you personally. Sometimes there is a
Can you hear us? Did we lose you?
Get it? Did we get me back?
Now you're back. You're back.
All right. All right, so last thing you heard me say. You remember the last thing you heard me say? Are you there now? Tempest? All right, I guess she's
hello?
Up there.
Hello?
Yeah, you had it on mute. Okay, what's the last thing you heard me say?
Of course I can't remember because you're asking me what.
Well, that's all right. I remember. I'll
sorry.
Pick back up. We got hundreds of thousands of people on the thing. And that's all right. That's
sorry,
all right.
Guys.
No, that's okay. I was basically on the employee, and we're squashing it at the level of at the lowest level possible. But I was basically saying that you can't take everything personal, right? Every now and then, constructive criticism is just that. It's constructive criticism. Every now and then, you have to extend more grace to people. Maybe it's not constructive criticism. Maybe they don't do what you like, right? Get to know the person, and you'll figure out why they don't do what you like. And then you'll figure out it's not to be disrespectful towards you. It's just the fact that they do things differently. And here's the best way to squash things at the lowest level, guys. Tone. T-O-N-E. Tone will get you shot. A tone will get you praised. It's real simple. You can correct people. If you correct them with a proper tone, they'll thank you for it. If you correct them with a negative tone, well, the results will be slightly a bit different. So we definitely want to be able to be genuine with people. And I said in another episode, to leave a division and all these things like that, right? You want to be able to build relationships with people because people deserve relationships. People deserve relationships. And here's the deal. We're relational people. Human beings are relational. I don't care how much you're self-made anything, no matter how much you say you're self-made, right? You didn't come into this world without a relationship. The fact that there was a relationship brought you into this world, for one. And then, secondly, this world is just a better place with relationships. And if we can better our relationships, then you're better your environment. And if you better your environment, then you're better your organization. And if your organization has a better organization, then it also has a better DNA. And if there's a better DNA in the organization, in the environment, in relationships inside your organization, then you have a better bottom line. And what's the point of starting a business if you're not going to make any money? All right? So that's how that works. And I'll just go ahead and say those are my final thoughts.
Well, all right, man. Thank you guys for tuning into this week's Brick by Brick. If you would like for Antonio to speak at your upcoming event, you may visit revtony.org/booking. That's revtony.org/booking. Fill out that short form, and I'll be in contact with you. You may also purchase his book. It's in stores. It's entitled Keep Walking. It's available on it's sold out on Amazon right now, but they're restocking. It's on Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble. It's on iBooks and bookstores near you. And thanks for tuning in.
Sweet. Well, remember, guys, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have
self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune in to us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.